This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting Weekly Bundesliga on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Bundesliga podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Rob Daly, with me Bundesliga broadcaster Chris Perry and former Premier League defender, of course, and betting expert George Gamble. Match day 10 in the Bundesliga, and it wasn't a bad weekend in terms of the drama we saw in Germany. Lots of shock results. The incredible drama of Der Klassiker, Anthony Modest's 94th minute equaliser against Bayern for Borussia Dortmund. But Chris, ultimately, a lot of these results went against our picks here on the show.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. I mean, I think myself and George particularly shocked by the Bochum result. I think no one could possibly see that one coming. We both fancied Frankfurt to win at a very, very short price. And I think we were both a bit taken aback, but When I looked at my notes for last week, I actually spoke about, I think, on the program about thinking about both teams to score. No, but then Bochum scored the week before, and we were thinking, could they nick a goal? And kind of wish I'd have just gone for the like something different to George and just said the both teams to score. No, but you know, you get those weeks where there's freak results. You can't do anything about it. We spoke, myself and George just spoke about the Man City result last night, because of circumstances that happened during the game. The results don't always come up, and it's one of those games. It's one of those things. You just have to get on with it and deal with it.
Yeah, exactly that. I mean, I was saying to Chris as well, because I played not your level, but I played some football at the weekend myself. And when I came out, I looked at the scores and saw Bochum win 3-0. I was like, sorry, what? Like, who saw that one coming? But it also shows kind of Eintracht's inconsistencies, isn't it? And in general, in the Bundesliga, you know, last week they went and beat top of the league in Union quite convincingly and looked good. And then they lose to way to Bochum 3-0.
Bottom of the league, yeah.
Exactly. It was crazy.
Of course, they did have suspensions in that game, and they'd just come off the back of a very solid performance against Spurs. I think everybody was shocked by that result. So the lads for the season, minus 13.49 units, taking a bit of a hit after what had been an excellent few weeks on the show. But we go again, match day 10. Now, the Bundesliga are calling the games on Sunday, Super Sunday, because the top four all face each other. First versus fourth is Union Dortmund, and we'll get to that in a minute. Third versus second meet each other. That's Bayern Freiburg. Now, neither of you have a pick here. And we're going to get to your main picks, obviously, for people waiting for those on the show. But lots of people will be interested in this game, George. So you first. Why is it nothing really grabbing you for Bayern Freiburg?
I think there's a multiple of factors for me. One, there's a lot of variables here that just make me very unsure. And obviously, naturally, when you're making a pick, you want to have something that you're solid with, have reasoning to back it up and be confident in that. And there was nothing for me on this Bayern Freiburg game. I think anything could happen. And, you know, you look at Bayern, they've won just one of their last six Bundesliga games. When have you ever heard that from a Bayern Munich side?
Yeah.
Drawing
yeah.
four, losing one. Obviously, we saw, and obviously we'll touch on it as well, that the Der Klassiker last weekend, which was just a ridiculous game, which if you're talking about previous picks, I had Bayern minus one on it. At one point, I was thinking, yeah, we're looking good here. And then it all just went downhill. But yeah, you know, Bayern, they're unbeaten in their last 15 home games in all competitions. But Freiburg as well, they're unbeaten in their last 10 matches in all competitions. And these two tend to play out quite tight affairs when they meet.
Yeah.
But the variables I'm thinking about, you know, Kingsley Coman, after he got sent off in the Der Klassiker, he's banned. And as well as that, you've got Serge Gnabry, Alphonso Davies, De Ligt, Hernandez. They're potentially sidelined with injuries. And Musiala is a major doubt after his recent positive COVID test. So, you know, the team news isn't, you're not sure on that. They are missing a number of key players. So it was just a little bit difficult for me. I did have a potential lean. I think, you know, Freiburg, the way just Bayern have been playing lately, you know, they've not been blowing teams away really. And Freiburg have covered a plus 1.5 handicap in three of the last four meetings. I think it could be a lot tighter I think it just could be a tight game. I was about to say a lot tighter than we were expected seeing with Bayern, but lately games have been tight. But yeah, so Freiburg at +1.5 at +116 was a potential lean. But for me, there was just too many variables, and also the prices aren't great. So I think for me, Bayern versus Freiburg is one to just sit back and really enjoy rather than having a confident pick on.
This is your issue, isn't it, Chris, in terms of value?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I go through, I write all the stats down about all the games, and I try and just highlight things that make sense. And so I actually came up with four possible bets for the Bayern Freiburg game: Bayern to win over 2.5 goals, over 3.5 goals, and both teams to score. Yes, but all of them, just the prices just didn't have any value at all, and that's why I left it alone. It's just it's just too much of a risk for the punter.
Yeah, Manuel Neuer, being reported he won't play. We're recording this before Bayern faced Pilsen in the Champions League. Shoulder injury, looks like he's out, and Goretzka and all the players that George mentioned as well, they're a bit depleted. So who knows what even Bayern side will see at the weekend. So maybe stay clear of that. Leans on Union Dortmund, though. Dortmund 4 points behind the league leaders, Union Berlin. They meet in the capital. Dortmund drew on Tuesday night against Sevilla in the Champions League. They're on the brink of the round of 16 that's faced after Jude Bellingham's equaliser. Union just the one loss so far. Dortmund won 3-0 at Union last season. And of course, the first game for Dortmund in the Bundesliga since their incredible Klassiker draw. You have leans. Should we get these quickly? Chris, you first?
Yeah, I mean, I just looked at the prices. I couldn't decide. Lots of the stats I felt were like opposing each other. So both teams to score no in the last four for Union, both teams to score in the last two for Dortmund. They were just kind of, there was nothing there that was certain for me. But I just looked at, when I looked at the prices, Union to win at +200 at home, I think is a great,
this is a
great price.
It's a recurring thing, isn't it, with Union?
And they've won 12 of their last 16 Bundesliga games. They've won 7 of the last 10 at home. And they've won 2 of the last 3 at home against Dortmund. And it just looked to me as though if you really wanted to have a gamble of the weekend, it might be one to gamble on.
Yeah, I wouldn't be put off by that either. I was kind of delving into the data, but I was going more down the goals route. I mean, obviously, been burnt with Union to win before. But, you know, as Chris just said, they are solid on home soil. They really are. But there's been 10 consecutive home Bundesliga matches for Union in which they've managed to score at least once. And that includes against Bayern Munich. They scored 2 or more goals in 3 of their 4 home league games this season. Dortmund, you know, they faced that really, it was quite a tough game at home to Sevilla in the Champions League, and they struggled to create. The creativity was a miss there. And over the course of this season so far, it's a very small sample size, obviously, but Dortmund are conceding almost 17 shots per game away from home in the Bundesliga, whereas Union Berlin, they're averaging the fourth highest shots per game on home soil. So, and Berlin, they're efficient, aren't they? They are really, really good, and they've been a joy to watch for me personally. But I was reluctant to kind of make it a main pick. But for a lean, to see even Union Berlin score twice at +165, I thought was a potentially good price. I think Dortmund are there to be got at. And Union, like I said, they always believe they can score. And given how many shots Dortmund are conceding, I think Union Berlin just to score twice. So even if it is another 2-2 draw, another absolute classic featuring Dortmund, you know, obviously we'd cash that out there. But yeah, for a lean, I quite like Union Berlin to score twice at +165.
Okay, lads, let's get to our main picks then, of which we're going to touch upon 4 games, maybe 5. Let's start with Schalke Hoffenheim, the Friday night football, 16th versus 7th. Andre Breitenreiter, the Hoffenheim head coach, returns to his former club. He used to be in charge of Schalke. And Schalke were thumped 4-0 by Xabi Alonso's by Leverkusen last weekend. And we'll get to Leverkusen in a moment. George, you've got the main here, so you go first.
Absolutely. It's always risky going with the Friday night game, isn't it? It kind of sets the tone for the weekend.
But it
sets the tone for the weekend for me. I'm always sort of like, oh, it's the same when they say never back the early kickoff. You know what I mean? At the 12:30. But no, I really like goals in this game. I really do. Schalke's home matches are averaging 5 goals per league game so far. They've been really entertaining. Both teams are scoring over 2.5 goals. Has landed in all 4 of Schalke's matches at Veltins Arena so far. Both teams also scored in Schalke's last 6 home games in all competitions. The hosts, they've also been quite prolific in their 21 most recent home clashes, scoring once. But yeah, their 9 most recent home matches, there's been over 2.5 goals scored. There's just tends to be a plethora of goals when they take to the field. Hoffenheim, they've conceded in all of their last 11 visits to this stadium. And the last 5 meetings between them has averaged 3.6 goals per game. Now, if you look at the prices, over 2.5 goals on its own is priced up at -167 But for plus 100 and a little bit of safety, if only three goals are scored, I'm quite liking the look of the over three Asian goals. So if there are only three goals scored, obviously it's a void bet, it's a push. But plus, I just think there's going to be a fair amount of goals in this game. So at plus 100, double your money over three Asian goals. That was the one that stuck out for me because I do think there'll be goals. You know, the fact that over 2.5 goals is priced that low, for me to get double your money on with a little bit of safety, just the over three Asian goals seem to stick out for me. And I do fancy goals in this match. So it just seemed to be the obvious pick. So I'll be taking that for plus 100.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think it's very difficult to predict these two teams. As you say, Schalke, at home, there's been goals in a lot of their games. You know, the last six at home, over 2.5. Over 2.5 in three of the last four games. I just looked at Hoffenheim, and actually, when you look at Hoffenheim and you look at their form, Schalke have lost the last three games. Hoffenheim have two draws and a defeat. And I just think it might be quite a cagey affair. Both teams can't afford to lose this game. And for me, Hoffenheim under 2.5 in two of the last three, under 2.5 in the last two away. I actually had a little lean towards under 2.5 at plus 135.
Oh, okay. A bit of difference.
We're opposing each other.
Yes, excellent. Shame it's not a main, actually, because that'd be way more exciting. But it's a lean from Chris. Okay, guys, good start. Let's go to Frankfurt Leverkusen. I can't wait for this one. Now, this comes before Champions League games, of course, and Frankfurt are away at Tottenham Hotspur tonight. Can't wait for that one. Leverkusen have the coolest new manager in town in Xabi Alonso. Perfect start, 4-0 win against Schalke last weekend. Worth noting, it was only their second win of the season. And before they put four past Schalke, they'd scored 9 goals only in their opening 8 games. They seem to click pretty quickly. Chris, what do you think here?
Yeah, there's the new manager bounce. I think someone like Xabi Alonso coming in, the gravity that he's got within the game and what he's done is going to give him respect immediately. And it was a good result in the Champions League, but I don't think you should read too much into it. I think Frankfurt, you just never know what you're going to get with Frankfurt. They're really struggling to score goals in the last few games. Both teams to score no in 4 of the last 5 Bundesliga games for Frankfurt. Both teams to score no in the last 2 games for Leverkusen. Both teams to score no in the last 3 at home for Frankfurt. And both teams to score no in 3 of the last 4 away for Leverkusen. For me, I think one of these teams might win this game quite tight. It could easily be a 0-0 draw. I've gone for both teams to score no in this one at plus 138. And I've done quite well on the both teams.
If I'd have gone with it last week,
we'd have had another win. So,
well, we've got both teams in Champions League action, of course, because Frankfurt face Spurs and Bayer Leverkusen host Porto on Wednesday night. So recording before those games, we'll see how that affects team selection injuries and all the rest of it. But I'm really looking forward to that game. Bayer Leverkusen were great fun to watch last weekend. Moussa Diaby back amongst the action with a goal and 2 assists. How about you next, George? Should we get to Werder Bremen versus Mainz? Werder, fun, aren't they? 2-1 winners away at Hoffenheim last weekend. What an attack they have. 20 goals in their 9 games. Only Bayern have got more. And they're 5th. They can go in the Champions League places.
That's it. But the thing with Werder that worries me is they travel really well. But it seems to be at home that they're having a little bit of trouble. You know, 11 of their 15 points so far have come on the road. They've won just 1 of their matches on home soil thus far. And for me, they tend to raise their game for better opponents. And, you know, they tend to struggle a bit against the lower sides. For example, they beat Gladbach 5-1, but drop points to bottom half sides, Augsburg and Stuttgart. You know, so they seem to be that kind of side that elevate their match depending on who the opponent is. But 4 of the last 5 meetings between these two at this venue have produced at least 2 first half goals. And all of those 5 produced at least 1 goal in the opening 45 minutes. 7 of the 10 goals that Werder Bremen have scored at home have arrived in the opening 45 minutes. And for me, they're just a side, as you said, they're entertaining, they're good fun. And they're a side that likes to come flying out of the blocks. Of the 18 goals total at their stadium, 11 were scored in the opening 45 minutes of action. There's also been 6 first half goals scored across Mainz 5 away matches. For me, I went with a different angle. So yeah, Werder Bremen occupy a Europa League spot. They're sitting 5th, as you mentioned. But I just think at home, they desperately need to improve and they look like they can be got at on home soil. And they need to improve that if they're to make a sustained challenge for those European places. But I do think they concede here. I do. And I think this could be another fun game featuring Werder Bremen. But over 1.5 first half goals was priced up at plus 155, which I thought was quite high. You know, when these two playing, I don't trust either of their defences really, particularly when Werder are playing at home. Like I said, they look more vulnerable. You know, and mine's a tricky one to predict. One week that, you know, they could be scoring goals for fun, the next they look completely disjointed. But yeah, I think this could be a really fun game. And to see at least two goals in the first half of action at plus 155 was a really solid pick for me. I really like the price on that.
Okay, Nicholas Fulkrug, by the way, with no Robert Lewandowski in the Bundesliga, there is a golden boot to be won by someone else.
Yep.
And Nicholas Fulkrug of Werder Bremen scored last weekend. The winner for the penalty spot, Hoffenheim, is top of the goal-scoring charts at the moment. 8 goals, one more than Nkunku. Bayern are spreading them around the team a bit more, aren't they now? 4 and 5 for the likes of Sané, Mané and Musiala. Okay, let's go to Leipzig. Hertha, you've both got interest in the top spiel, the late kickoff on Saturday. 11th versus 14th. Believe me, the game is more exciting than it seems based on the league standings. Leipzig won at Celtic in the Champions League on Tuesday. Big win, late goals, Timo Werner, Emil Forsberg, lovely goals, in fact. Hertha have just one win and couldn't hold on to a lead against Freiburg last weekend. Chris Perry, you first here. What's your main pick?
Well, I'm going to go with my usual. Both teams to score no in this one. I think Leipzig at home have been pretty good. You know, only lost one, two of the last four games, drawn one. Both teams to score no in 5 of the last 6 games in the Bundesliga. Both teams to score no in the last 3 at home. They've been pretty tight and they look pretty strong at home since Marco Rose has taken over, certainly. It's been both teams to score no in 2 of the last 3 meetings between these two teams. Hertha have drawn the last 4 Bundesliga games. Don't score a lot of goals. They've had under 2.5 in 2 of the last 3. It's been both teams to score, though, in 2 of their last 3 away games. And for me, I don't see Hertha scoring. I see Leipzig winning this game and winning it maybe to nil. So both teams to score, though, for me at plus 110 is the way I would go. Christopher Nkunku, if you do fancy a goal scorer, has got 4 goals in the 2 games against Hertha last season. But he was only plus 107 to score, which is really, really short.
Yeah.
And Timo Werner's got a great record against Hertha as well, 8-8. So, you know, there's, and obviously Timo Werner nicked a goal, didn't he, last night, which is good for him, as you mentioned. So there's a couple of little side bets, but both teams to score now. I think Leipzig might win this to nil.
Yeah, I literally couldn't agree more. I've gone with a different approach in terms of my main pick, but I do like the thought process there. Obviously, you've mentioned Timo Werner scored last, against Celtic as well, nicking that goal. And I think that'd be good for him, particularly after obviously he's been in the news lately, obviously having that with his reaction to being substituted in a reverse fixture. So that would be good for him. But yeah, so Leipzig, obviously we mentioned they won last night. And they've returned to the Red Bull Arena, which I think is a big thing for them. And they've won 3 of their 4 league games there, drawing the other. And across those 4 games, Leipzig have been winning at the break in 3 of them. In fact, they've managed to win at halftime and full-time in all of their last 3 home Bundesliga games in a row. And for me, they're just a different beast in front of their home fans. You know, they've accrued 10 of their 12 total points there. But they've also got a great record of 17 undefeated games in their last 20 encounters in all competitions. But their last 3 home games in the Bundesliga as well, Leipzig have managed to keep a clean sheet, as we mentioned. And they've scored 19 goals across the last 6 home clashes with Hertha Berlin. They're a side they enjoy facing at home. They really do. And whereas you look at Hertha, they've been losing at the interval in 2 of their 4 away league outings. And I don't know if you saw it before, but Hertha are currently having some off-field issues with regards to investors looking to recoup some money. So whilst I don't think that will have an impact necessarily on the playing staff, you know, obviously there are off-field stuff going on. So it's always worth taking that into account and it's worth noting. But and Hertha, they've kept just a single clean sheet across their opening 9 matches. They do concede goals. And as Chris mentioned, they struggle to score goals. And what does that tell you? Like, chances are Leipzig should come through this one. But Hertha's 2 most recent away matches saw them claiming a win or draw. But they came against Augsburg and Mainz, respectively. 2 sides who just do not possess anywhere near the same firepower as RB Leipzig. I'm not expecting too much fatigue here either from obviously Leipzig being in midweek action. But I think this should be a straightforward victory. They're minus 244 just to win this one, which, you know, they're overwhelming favourites. But the minus 120 on them to be winning at half-time seems like a relatively solid pick for me. I think it should be one-way traffic. I agree with Chris. I don't think Hertha score here. And for me, I think Leipzig have got far too much for them. So yeah, minus 120 on them to be winning at half time when they're a price of minus 244 to win the game overall. I think that's a nice price, and I'll be taking that. So yeah, Leipzig to be winning the game when the halftime whistle's blown for me.
George, liking a bit of first half action this week. It's worth noting as well, in terms of the clean sheet, I wonder what the impact will be of no Peter Galacci. We know already that the Leipzig captain and goalkeeper is out for a long time, cruciate ligament injury. Mm-hmm. That Yanis Blasevich came in, backup goalkeeper for recent games, played in the week. But they have signed another goalkeeper, Ojan Nieland, who is the Norway number one, who was available on a free. He played for Norway last month when he didn't have a club. So I'm interested to see, he wasn't in the squad for the Champions League. I don't know if he's not registered, but it'll be interesting to see if he comes.
I don't think you can sign someone and they can't play in the first round of group games.
Even if they're a free agent. So I wonder if Nieland will come in. I mean, he was playing for Norway last month with Erling Haaland. I wonder if he'll come in.
I think you're right, Rob. I think he might come in and start the game.
Yeah. Okay, one to keep an eye out for. Okay, final one. Chris, let's rattle through this one then. Köln versus Augsburg, 9th versus 10th. The viewers are switching off, mid-table clash, but Köln played out that brilliant derby game with Gladbach last weekend, beaten 5-2. I wonder what effect that has on your pick is. What have you got here, Chris?
Yeah, I'm going for actually for unders in this one. I did look at both teams to score, no, but I just think, you never know with Kern. A lot of their games, they seem to be a bit freak games, and suddenly it just bursts to life, and both teams end up scoring. But if you look under 2.5 for Augsburg in 5 of the last 6 games, under 2.5 in 2 of their last 3 away games, both teams to score no in 2 of their last 3 away. Kern, both teams to score no in 2 of the last 3 at home, under 2.5 in 2 of the last 3 at home. So for me, it was looking between both teams to score no and under 2.5. And I've gone for a slightly safer bet. I could see this being a 1-1 draw. Under 2.5 at plus 123.
Okay. Yeah, seems a relatively kind price. I suppose some people will be looking at that 5-2 scoreline and going, oh, I don't want to do unders. I don't want to touch unders. But there does seem to be some value there. Okay, so that's Chris's final main pick. Okay, boys, I think we've got through all the games. Super work this week. We've touched upon the big matches on Sunday and your main picks as well. We'll get your favourite picks, Chris and George, in a moment. A quick reminder for people watching, listening, to get more tips and thoughts from Chris, George and all the shows on the Bet Rivers network, for which there are a myriad of different shows for different leagues. Follow on Twitter at Because We Win. Picks of the week, George. By the way, on this Picks of the Week thing, the Ligue 1 guys, as much as they study the numbers and the analytics and everything, are getting superstitious. They don't like the pick of the week. They think it's jinxing. So they've said, Steve and James this week have said, can we not do the pick of the week? Because they think it's cursing it. So are you guys happy with the pick of the week? How often is this going wrong for you?
I mean, I'm neither here. I'm not a superstitious kind of man in terms of that sort of thing. So I'm more than happy to pick the week. But if Chris is sort of there thinking, you know,
you're a footballer, Chris. So.
I'm an ex-footballer and a coach, and I'm very superstitious about football. And I don't clean my boots if we win, and I try and wear the same stuff if we win a game and stuff like that. So no, I don't believe that. That's going to jinx it, personally.
Chris has been wearing the same socks and when he got 3 on the spin that one weekend. For the
and on the socks, it says, both teams to score, no. Stitched into the... Okay, so you're happy. Chris, you're happy to keep going with the picks?
Okay,
good work. Okay, Chris, your pick of the week, please.
Mine's Leipzig Hertha, both teams to score, no, at plus 110.
Of course. George?
Mine was going to be in that game as well, but just to make it a little bit different, I'll go with Schalke Hoffenheim over 3 Asian goals at plus 100.
Okay, boys, great work this week. That's all for now. All prices are available at the Bet Rivers website. Goodbye from Chris, George and myself, and we'll see you all next time.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Bundesliga on the Bet Rivers Network.